Well, let's start with the question that I always ask you, just in case anything changes. Are we still on track, as far as FDOT says, for end of March opening of the bridge?
Yes, there will be. I'm so confident the traffic will be open on the bridge on March 31st.
All right, very good. And that's going to, just for people who might not have been paying attention, or for people who just, they casually listen to the show and they just don't know, and that's fine, okay? That's two-way traffic on the reconstructed old new southbound span of the bridge.
Yes.
Okay.
That will be the damaged span will be open for traffic by March 31st.
Obviously, no pedestrian path, not for a while. And also, do we know yet, do we have a target date for the northbound span to be completed? I know everybody doesn't much care about that anymore because we just want to get it back open to some degree, but do we know when that's supposed to happen?
I think by the end of next year,
okay.
But it's always subject to change.
You think? I'm sorry. It's my snarky side. I apologize. Okay, so that's good news, obviously. I mean, it's long overdue, but still, that's good news. Tallahassee, what do you guys, you got stuff coming up this week. We're still not, when did we go into sine die? Is it March 1st?
So sine die is the end of session.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, you're right.
Being Latin for without days. Session begins first week of March.
Okay.
And then we go for 60 days.
But you got still have all these committee hearings that are going on in the what I call the preseason, or maybe the middle season or something like that, spring season, whatever. What do you have coming up this week?
So, yeah, this is our fifth and final committee week before session officially starts. So bills are being heard in committees, and those committees will extend through well past halfway through session. So these committees will still be going on when session begins. But it's really the first few stops for a bill before it can be heard on the House floor. I have a couple up this week that I'm excited to go present. And, we're starting to hear appropriations bills as well for special projects. But the jury's still out on how much money in special projects will be allocated this year.
So, yeah, let's talk about some of the bills I saw you had up on your Instagram over the weekend. You had, construction defects, transportation policy, use of drones after disasters. You got a couple of different things. Which of these, or maybe as many of them as you want to tell people, are happening this week?
Yeah, so I think the one that's the most helpful is there was a lot of coverage after Hurricane Sally regarding FEMA individual assistance and the damages assessment that FEMA was requiring before they would give it. One major issue with a flood-type disaster is once that water recedes, it's very difficult to identify from the air where that damage might have been and how significant that damage might have been. Governments in Florida, local governments, are not allowed to use drones for obvious reasons. We have major privacy concerns if a government has carte blanche to use a drone in every context. So to allow them to use a drone after a natural disaster like Hurricane Sally, they need special permission from the government. I'm working on getting counties that permission so that immediately after a hurricane, they can go put their drones up in the sky, go take photos of where the water was before the water starts to recede, and hopefully never have another county in Florida go through the same circumstance that we did, where they could not identify with enough specificity where the flooding was in their community.
Okay, so this is really a response to Sally and the challenge, as you explained, as the challenge that homeowners had of proving to the FEMA teams once they got on the ground, even a couple of days after the fact, it's very hard to see where the water was and how bad it was at the time of the event. Whereas tornadoes, for example, or hurricanes with wind damage, it's a lot easier to see. Well, there's a roof off, but it's a lot harder to see the 2 feet of water that's no longer there. But and individuals, obviously, who are affected, they're not in at that, they're just trying to stay alive. They're trying to take care of themselves and get the power back on and get their families fed and clean water and all that kind of stuff. Whereas governments might be in the unique position of at least being able to put a drone up in the air, capture the evidence, and then make that evidence available to homeowners who are then filing their individual assistance claims with FEMA. Is that the idea?
Yeah, no, exactly. And similarly, we, because of our flooding issues and our infrastructure issues, we need better elevation maps here in Florida. Most of Florida has had what's called LIDAR mapping done, which is, you know, highly specific, unique elevation maps for their areas. But the farthest west portion of Manning, for whatever reason, hasn't gotten government funding for LIDAR mapping yet. So another bill that I'm doing this year is just to get funding so that we can actually have the best elevation maps possible for our governments to use in making infrastructure decisions for flood mitigation.
Yeah.
Again, same reason. Flooding is just a major issue here in Northwest Florida. We need to start doing something about it.
Yeah, and again, back to the previous bill, you know, having the drone evidence of the result, you know, it's one thing to have the elevation maps and to know how the water's supposed to work, and then to have the actual evidence of how the water actually did work during an event is, you know, very valuable to confirm or disconfirm the expectations based on the geography. That's very interesting stuff. What else do you have going on this week?
Committee meetings. We have in my role, we got some education bills that are starting to move. A couple, you know, freedom of thought education bills in higher ed.
Is that going to pass this year? This is the one that would start to require. Is this the one that does the survey of the viewpoints of the teachers?
In higher education, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, one major issue. The Speaker of the House last week sent a letter to all superintendents in Florida. While, you know, our general revenue budget at the state level is taking a hit, school districts are most likely going to see some level of windfall this year in funding, mainly because of the billions of dollars coming from the federal government. And one of the major concerns that the speaker has is, you know, this one-time injection of cash needs to be used wisely.
Yeah.
School districts have been noting concerns about deferred maintenance for years. You know, air conditioning units that are busted, roofs that have temporary fixes in it. And he sent a very strongly worded letter to every school superintendent in Florida last week saying, if you're going to use this massive windfall of cash, you need to be using it on one-time items and do not use it to supplement your general budget. Because that money will not be there next year. So one major component, this entire session, one major theme is going to be exactly what are we doing financially with our education system to make sure that we're not running over any cliffs in the years ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense. If you've got one-time money, use it for necessary one-time expenses. Don't spend it on recurring things that you're not going to have that money for next year. On that front, and I don't know if this is something that you may not know the answer, and that's okay, but I was curious if you might. We've seen reports of, and we knew this was going to happen, of significantly decreased enrollment, especially in Escambia County, but also in Santa Rosa County, probably because kids are being kept home out of kindergarten, but, you know, they're just less kids. And it's not that there are less kids around, they're just less kids enrolled in public school. Is that drop going to significantly affect school revenues coming up this year, next year? When does that start to actually take effect, if it does?
It won't affect schools this year. Directives from both the governor's office and from the Department of Education have said that the student population based on the Florida Education Funding Program, the FEFP,
mm-hmm.
Will not be used to alter the funds going to school districts this coming year. However, I think to incentivize and make sure that school districts are actually looking for those missing students, I anticipate the FEFP will go back to normal the year after.
Okay. Okay, and that makes sense to me. I was curious when we would start to see consequences from that if it doesn't remedy itself. Well, very good. Alex Andrade, he is our state representative for District 2, the southern half of Escambia County, plus Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach, which, of course, is part of Escambia County. Alex, thanks so much for the time. Have a safe trip back to Tallahassee this afternoon.
Thanks, Andrew.